fusion between cohabitating cousins.
It can't be a tenant and a guest. Which one is it?
I was a guest.
You told me you were a tenant.
Well, because I thought that I was.
The fact that she wanted to have it both ways means that she's not a very nice gal.
And the judge has a nose for trouble.
Fish and company, they start to smell after 3 days. Did you ever hear that expression?
No.
I have that sign posted where I live.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Heather Gerst is suing her cousin, Chastity Purrington, for unpaid rent after she took in Chastity and her kids.
Order. All rise.
This case number 462 on the calendar. In the matter of Gerst versus Purrington.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss Gerst, this is your cousin. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been close cousins?
Off and on.
And you were having some trouble, Miss Purrington. Is that right? You were separating from your husband. You have two children and a little menagerie of animals. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And your cousin took you in because you were leaving your house and your husband moving to another state.
Yes.
And she took you in what month and year?
November 2013.
When in November?
November the 18th.
And when did you stay until?
February the 3rd, 2014.
So you're there for a couple of months?
Yes.
Now, your lawsuit, Ms. Gerst, seeks rent. Says she had agreed to pay rent when she came. She didn't pay you the rent. How do you want the money? Ms. Purrington, you say that there was never an agreement for you to pay rent, that your cousin took you in because you were at that point struggling. Did you have a job when you first came to her?
No.
How long were you with her before you found a job?
Close to 2 months.
So during that 2 month period, you were home?
Yes.
Or looking for work?
Yes.
Now, is what she says correct, Ms. Gerst, that during the time that she came to see you from November 18th until, say, the end of January, she was unemployed?
That is partly correct. She actually contacted me on November 15th and moved in that day.
I don't care. We're talking about rent. Is it correct that she was not employed from November 15th or 18th or whatever date it was until the end of January?
No, Your Honor.
When did she start to work?
January 7th.
So she was unemployed for most of November when she was living with you and all of December, right, until January. How was she supposed to pay you rent?
Because she was receiving child support from two different fathers during that time.
For the children she had with her?
Correct.
Okay. And she told you that?
I found out about that.
Did you find out about it from her?
She did admit to it, yes.
Well, tell me about that conversation. And then I have a couple more questions, because I'm not so sure that there was a contract that she paid you rent when she first moved in. When did you have the conversation with her about support?
It was about 3 weeks after she moved in.
So sometime in December. Tell me about how that conversation came about.
I asked her if she was...
What did you say to her, and what did she say to you?
I said, how much are you receiving from Matt? And she gave me an amount.
Well, tell me. I want to hear what the amount was. That's how much are you receiving from Matt? She said...
She said he deposits his entire paycheck, which at that time was about $950 every 2 weeks, is what she said.
That's not correct.
Doesn't sound right to me.
That's not correct. That's not correct.
How much were you receiving in child support, if anything?
It was about $250 a week, and it varied.
What do you mean it varied?
Well, some weeks it would be about $250. Sometimes it would be close to $300. Sometimes it was like $175. And then it dropped off about the third week of January. So it didn't last very long.
Well, you were receiving this money from the husband that you had just left?
Yes.
Okay. And that was for the two children?
Yes.
So tell me, now that you're receiving $250 a week, on average, and that's in the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say to her?
I then asked her how much she was receiving for the other child that was living in my home.
And she said?
She said that she was receiving like $150, $200 periodically from that father.
I wasn't receiving anything from him. Those payments are sporadic and they go through child support enforcement.
So they go through child support enforcement?
Those payments
wages,
do, yes.
Are his wages...
Sorry.
Are his wages garnished?
They are not, because he is employed by a company that doesn't take out taxes, so he sends in payments of... He sent in a payment of $100 on December the 24th, and he just sent in a payment of $50 on February the 24th.
And you receive those payments when you get them?
Yes.
Okay. So what did you say to her?
So I asked her if she felt like $300 was fair for a month. I mean, I wasn't
trying. Okay, so you said to her, do you feel as if $300 a month is fair?
Correct.
And what did she say to you?
She said I should be able to do that, no problem.
Okay. And that was in December?
Yes, ma'am.
And did she give you any money in December?
No, ma'am.
Did she give you money in January?
Yes, ma'am.
How much money did she
$50.
When in January?
It was January 21st.
I actually gave her $60, and that was for an increase in the electric bill, which she had texted me and asked me for that.
Okay, so you gave her $60 in January?
Yes, for the electric bill. Heather and I never had a verbal conversation about rent.
Just a second. I don't know whether you did or didn't, but your actions certainly suggested that you considered yourself a tenant.
Right.
Well, you can't be a tenant. Listen to me. You can't be a tenant unless you pay rent.
Right.
Other than that, you're a guest.
Right.
And if you're a guest in someone's home, they can kick you out whenever they want. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to read you from your answer.
Okay.
You had gotten a call from her on February 2nd stating to come home and pack. You went home, you went upstairs, and she wouldn't come out of her room. She sent her sisters downstairs to get my house keys. I refused to give it to her because she hadn't given me 30 days notice.
Right.
Why does she have to give you 30 days notice?
The police had told me.
No, that... don't tell me what the police okay. told you.
Because I thought that I was a guest in her home, but then I
well,
had been
you are?
Informed
no,
that because
no, no, no.
I paid
this
her...
is before, listen to me, this is before the police came.
No, I...
This is before... Miss Purrington, this is before the police came. It was
to the
after
house,
that
yes.
that the police came.
To the
so
house,
before
yes.
the police came,
I
you told her
sister...
You told her sisters that you had to give me 30 days notice.
Right. I called the police before I went home. I wasn't home. She was texting me.
What'd you call the police for?
Because of what my children said was going on.
She told you she wanted you to leave the house.
Right, and I asked her if I could have a few days
and
to get
my stuff.
And she
didn't want to give you a few days.
Yeah, no.
So, what'd you call the police for? Either you're a guest or a tenant. If
okay.
you're a guest, you wore out your welcome mat.
Right.
1 hour, 15 minutes. Yeah. Pack up yourself, your kids, your dog, your cat, and everything else, and go.
Okay.
You can't have it both ways. You can't be a tenant and a guest. Which one is it?
I was a guest.
You told me you were a tenant.
Well, because I thought that I was, but now I'm being told something different, so... I'm not sure. I mean, I thought that I was a tenant. I didn't intend to stay for the full 30 days. I intended to leave within the next couple of days. It wasn't something that I wanted to do anymore. Her behavior in the last several weeks had been so erratic, and it wasn't healthy for me and my kids. I only asked for a couple of days long enough to get all of my stuff and my children.
You were there 2 months. You know what it is about fish and company. They start to smell after 3 days.
Yes.
Did you ever hear that expression?
No.
Fish and company start to smell after 3 days.
Okay.
I have that sign posted where I live.
Okay.
So your cousin kept you for 2 months.
Yes.
And you're getting $1,000 a month, according to you, mm-hmm. at least from one husband, according to you. Now, I think it actually would have been really nice of you. I think you ought to contribute a little bit. I had a question, Ms. Gerst. Who was buying the food in the house?
It was being done 50-50.
Other than the electric bill, what additional expenses did you have as a result of your cousin living with you?
Even though the food was for the most part 50-50, there was a lot of issues with her children eating food that I would buy for... Okay.
Yes. I'm going to tell you, I'm not crazy about her, but it is not my job to love her. It is my job to figure out whether or not there was a contract when she moved in for her to pay rent. I don't believe there was. Now, the fact that she wanted to have it both ways, she wanted her notice and her time as if she were a tenant, and then she said, but I'm a guest because there was no contract to pay rent, means that she's not a very nice gal. And certainly, if she were doing the reasonable and responsible thing when she was getting some of this money for the support of her children, who were, in fact, living in your home, she would have said, what can I do to make it easier? Let me pay for all the food. You know, you're taking care of the rent, you're taking care of the other expenses, let me pay for all those. She could have done that. She chose not to, which is why you kicked her out. Because if she was a tenant, and if you had a rental agreement with her, you would have had to have given her 30 days notice. You do understand that?
I do.
So, as much as I think that on a moral plane, she should have been more forthcoming with financial support, legally, you did not treat her as a tenant because you didn't give her notice.
I filed it.
You didn't give her notice. You told her to leave. You said, come home and pack your things. You only filed it because the police told you you had to. You didn't treat her as if she were a tenant. And she didn't treat herself as if she were a tenant. And I'm not treating her as if she were a tenant. So as much as it hurts me, Ms. Gerst, your case is dismissed. That's all.
What is our excuse, Ms. Stefan?
A little disappointed that she said I wasn't a nice gal, because I am.
She was getting in my face and cursing and yelling.
She tried to throw my dog out because I have a pit bull.
She tends to be a drama queen, and that's when it got a little physical.
I did get up in her face, was like, don't touch my animal.
She can make it any more difficult, and that's what she does.
And she'd been drinking, so that's when I called the cops.
That's who she is, and that's who she's always been.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Prasad versus Ramirez. Step forward.
20-year-old Haley Prasad is suing her former roommates, 19-year-old Alexis Ramirez and 20-year-old Eliza Ramirez, for eviction fees and property damage.
Ms. Prasad, you and these two young ladies were roommates.
Correct.
There was a fourth roommate as well, because from what I gather from your complaint, this was a two-bedroom apartment. You shared a room with another gal, and you two shared a room.
Correct.
And all four of you were on the lease. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Correct.
Now, the lease was signed by all four of you when?
In August of 2012. I believe it was the 10th of August.
Okay. Now, at some point, your roommate moved out.
Yes.
When was that?
It was in October.
And in October of 2012, the three of you decided that you would split the costs of the apartment three ways.
We split the water, trash, and sewage three ways, and then I paid half of Holly's rent portion. They each paid a quarter.
Okay, so you worked it out amongst the three of you how you were going to make up the difference for the roommate who moved out.
Correct.
And then you moved out.
Yes.
Tell me why you moved out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My roommate had problems with two guys, and they beat me up, and they used me as like a human shield, and they ran me into the door. The front door broke down, so then those guys ran into the bedroom where he ran into to hide, and then they heard the cops coming, and so they all ran.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Haley Prasad says former roommates Alexis Ramirez and Eliza Ramirez owe for eviction fees and property damage. The defendants claim the damage and the eviction were not their fault.
Now, tell me why you moved out.
I was always going to move out in December. I only had to go to Santa Rosa Junior College for one semester and then transfer to a school in San Diego.
Now, had you discussed this when you signed the lease in August?
Yes.
Had that been discussed?
Yes.
So that you knew she was leaving?
Correct.
So in December, you found two new roommates?
Correct.
Two boys?
Correct.
And when did they move in?
One of them moved in the beginning of January, and then the other one didn't move in until mid-February, beginning of March. That was originally only supposed to be one roommate, but because her roommate moved out, breaking the lease, and just left and moved back home, it left us looking for two roommates.
But you always knew you were going to have to find another roommate for her, because
yeah,
she told you that she was leaving when she signed the lease with you. So this is what happened. You found the two boys, and they were not very good cooperators, according to you.
Only one of them.
Or one of them. And she's gone already.
Yeah.
As per your agreement. And she was trying to get the paperwork together to sign off on the lease.
Yes.
But by the time these two new guys came in, the landlord was having some problems with them because there were complaints of noise and parties and loud and whatever. And according actually to all of you, the landlord refused to let you sign off on the lease and put these guys on, because to do so would have started the lease running all over again, and the landlord wanted no part of these guys.
From my understanding, that was not correct. The lease would still end August 31st.
Well, then what caused the landlord not to want to let you off the lease, do you know?
The assistant manager called me in February after noise complaints and said that I would not be allowed off the lease unless the party situation was taken care of.
Okay, I got it. So that was the problem.
Yeah.
And you acknowledged sort of that was the problem. One of these guys was a problem.
Mm-hmm, correct.
To make a long story short, the landlord finally evicted you.
Correct. It wasn't because of the parties or anything, but yes, we were evicted.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We were vacated on April 10th, the day after the incident.
What incident?
We had just given the guy 30 days to get out because he was just being a nuisance because he knew that since we're giving
Don't tell
him-
me what he knew. What did he do?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Haley Prasad says former roommates Alexis Ramirez and Eliza Ramirez owe for eviction fees and property damage. The defendants claim the damage and the eviction were not their fault.
Now, when were you evicted?
We were vacated on April 10th, I believe, was the day.
That was the day we moved out. But mm-hmm. we were given the notice,
on the 8th of April, the day after the incident.
What incident?
My roommate had problems with two guys that were his friends, and they ended up not being friends after a while. Well, we had just gotten home from work, and we were walking up to the apartment, and we had just given the guy 30 days to get out because we were like, you know, you're too much problem, you're causing us problem. We're trying to get our other roommate removed so that it's just us two left on the lease. And he was just being a nuisance because he knew that since we're giving
Don't tell
him,
me what he knew. What did he do?
He had problems with these guys, and these guys came looking for him. And they asked me, and I thought they were his friends. That's what I knew him like. So I walked up to the door, and then my roommate closed the door, locked it, and they beat me up. And they used me as, like, a human shield, and they ran me into the door. The front door broke down. They then threw the coffee table, and it almost hit her while she was doing homework. And this was all because he was having a party, a day party, and we were trying to get all those people out, and they didn't listen. So then those guys ran into the bedroom where he ran into to hide, and they punched that door. And then they heard the cops coming, and so they all ran.
Now, this is what your lawsuit is about. They got evicted. Neither the guys nor them took financial responsibility for the eviction fees, et cetera. And you did.
Yes.
I'll get to you in a second. In what amount?
I myself paid $1,618 and some change.
How much did you pay that you can prove to me?
We paid $1,580, which was the rent we had just paid before.
No. Not the rent.
Well, that's what counted to terminate the fee. It went towards the termination of the fee, of the lease.
If you paid rent and you were living there, I'm not interested in that.
No, but the manager agreed.
No. I don't care what the manager agreed. I don't give you credit for rent when you were living there. She wasn't living there, so she has no rent. Now, how much did you pay towards the eviction fees?
$1,580.
Show me. How much did you pay, Ms. Ramirez, towards the eviction fees?
My parents paid $600 towards that.
Show me.
I mean, I don't have anything.
$600 towards what? Towards the $1,580?
No, it was separate, I believe.
Well, show me.
I don't have anything.
It was given in cash to Haley Prasad along with 300 from my parents on top of that $1,580.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, how much were the eviction fees?
It was $2,778. Plus $1,142, I believe, for damages.
Just a second. $1,142 for damages? Who's damage? You mean damage to the apartment?
The damages by the guys who broke in when I got beat up looking for that roommate.
And?
That's basically what Haley covered. The $1,600 were the damages that those guys caused.
Okay.
There's no reason for us to have to pay those.
Oh, absolutely there is. It's not her bad judgment. It's your bad judgment. It's your bad judgment. You picked him. You had an agreement with her that she was going to be leaving in December. Now, if you said she picked the roommates...
It's a risk you take with any roommate you pick.
But no, it's not a... No, dear. It's a risk you take, not her. It's a risk you take. You chose to bring a couple of guys into the house. I wouldn't bring a couple of guys into the house.
She knew when who they were, though.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,618. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I got beat up. They broke in.
Actually, as far as I know, they were lies.
And everybody ran. They didn't even get the guys that beat me up.
I mean, they said that the police came and they didn't.
They said it was a he said short sort of thing. I mean, because there's a lot of people.
So that's definitely a lie.
It just sucks that she doesn't believe and know genuinely who we are.
I think it's a shame. I mean,
because I had no nerves in fourth grade.
Well, have a 10-year high school reunion to go to in 8 years.
We were, like, best of friends.
Maybe something will happen there, but,
like, I doubt that's gonna happen.
It's hard to trust them again.